Hello, everybody. It's that time again. Time for the Minor Nation Report. Well, I'm sure everyone out there is so excited for school to get started next Monday. However, there are minor athletic teams in full swing. Girls soccer, boys golf, football, volleyball, and the boys and girls cross country teams have all begun their fall seasons. Now, it's early, so there's not tons to report on as results are trickling in, but let's get you in the minor spirit with girls soccer. Coming off an outstanding 2012 season that saw the girls take second in state, Chip Cook's Lady Miners opened their season on the North 40 last Tuesday against a very tough, bountiful Lady Braves team out of 4A. It was a pure defensive battle until late in the game when Reese Pearson found the back of the net to give the Miners their first lead of the year. But just a few minutes later on a corner kick, Bountiful used two consecutive headers to knock it in to tie it up. The game ended in a 1-1 tie and then remained that way through two overtimes. On Thursday night in their first road game, the Miners traveled down to Salt Lake to take on the now 4A Judge Memorial Bulldogs, and it was all Park City as they won 4-1. Bailey Hogan and Lauren Walker each scored once, and senior Jessica Dancy, she's at it again, drilled in two goals. Today, the Miners are at Olympus at 5:30. They'll be at home against Wasatch tomorrow on the North 40. That game kicks off at 4 o'clock. That's tomorrow against Wasatch. And then the busy week concludes with a trip to Northridge on Thursday, kickoff set for 3:30. Girls volleyball opens their season Tuesday afternoon in the Shaft when they take on Ben Lomond Lady Scots. The varsity will start at 6:30. Younger squads will play beforehand. This year's squad comes off last year's nice season, and it's pretty young with only one senior, Haley Whipple, on the team. Come on out to the Shaft Tuesday night, 6:30, for some great high school volleyball action. And in football, head coach Mike Shepard, he is back at the helm after a very successful run in the early 2000s. He and his veteran all-star coaching staff have infused the players with a new system and attitude, and it was on full display last Friday night on Dozier Field in the annual red and white game. This team is loaded with outstanding athleticism and senior leadership. Connor Anderson and Alec Ween lead those seniors into what should be a new brand of minors football. Park City will open their 2013 season over in the Camas Valley on Friday night at 7 o'clock. When they take on the very tough South Summit Wildcats. If you can't make it to the game, you can catch the broadcast live right here on KPCW with Craig Elliott and Pete Gilwald calling all the action. Again, that's Park City versus South Summit this Friday night at 7 o'clock. That's what's going on in the Minor Nation. We are very proud to announce that this year's Minor Nation Report is being brought to you by the UPS stores. The locally owned and operated stores are in Kimball Junction and Park Avenue. They can handle all your shipping, notary, and mailing needs. Also, Elliott Work Group, creating communities one building at a time. And Tesh, Wakefield, and Derber Law Offices, providing Park City, Summit, and Wasatch County residents with a full range of legal services. Thank you for their support. Be sure to follow us on our amazing Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this year's first Minor Nation Report.